John Doherty with the Radio Tacoma Climate Minute. Thomas Edison said that invention was 2% inspiration and 98% perspiration. The same is true of politics. We're swimming in a sea of great and inspiring ideas, but the news reveals daily that we aren't working hard enough to address the currently unfolding suffering that comes from our warming Earth. In the meantime, the science deniers and those profiting from fossil fuel pollution are working hard. And the sad political results we're seeing says in the starkest terms, those anti-science forces are winning the struggle. What to do about this is clear. We have to work harder, and especially right now in the lead up to the November election. The close races are a great place to go to work. They are easy to find from local to state to federal elections, and there are organizations like Environmental Voter Project, Greenpeace, and Common Cause that are working to get climate-aware politicians elected, and they need our help. The future of our climate is in our hands right now. What's it going to be?